rising sun.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's Salin like in Sugar Sugar, which was one of the songs we just heard in a previous segment. Sugar Sugar, one of those manufactured songs by a group that was called the Archies. Who remembers that? And a former Santa Barbara native, I believe he's former, I'm not sure, Jeff Berry, I think, wrote that song. You can tweet me at Bruce Salin. I would like very much to welcome back Wayne Levine for another segment of the Men's Room. But first, let me tell you that this segment is sponsored by the Wright Center for Orthodontics, with offices in both Santa Barbara and Camarillo. Their number is 805-68-SMILE. That is 805-68-SMILE. Or reach them at the Santa Barbara office at 805-687-6453. Or the Camarillo office at 805-484-1688. Be sure to tell them Bruce Salin sent you. So, Wayne, welcome back.
Good to be back. You know, the lead singer of the Archies, I don't remember his name, but he, I think, owns a hair salon in Agoura Hills.
I think I knew that. We have those free concerts, and didn't he perform at one or more of those?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a time. I used to think that kind of sugary music would never happen again. And of course, you have all these female pop singers that are doing exactly the same stuff, just dancing. And it's, I guess, it all just kind of goes around and comes around.
I'm holding on to my bell bottoms.
So, honesty, keeping our word, telling the truth. How do you think this relates to raising our kids?
Well, interesting. My son is now a sophomore in college, and he just pledged a business fraternity. And I was thinking about, what did I teach him that helped him? You know, what did I give him? And there were a few lessons early on. One of the things was how to shake hands and look someone straight in the eye. And the other, another big lesson back when he was younger was what lying is, what lying does to trust, what lying does to relationships. And we had an incident when he was in fourth grade. I might have talked about this once before. He had lied about something, a commitment that he had made in school, and we found out about it through the teacher. And I ended up calling in a friend of ours, mutual friend, who's also in this men's work, to sit down and talk about what lying means to him, because I wanted to make a very strong impression on my son the first time it happened. And so there were a lot of tears. It was really heartfelt, and he never forgot that moment.
I think the wise thing you did, which a lot of parents don't do, is recognize that having someone else play that role would, in its own way, have a lot more impact than just another lecture from mom or dad.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, kids learn to tune you out. And there was something about the gravity of this moment that I wanted Austin to learn, and it seemed to have worked.
That's good. That's
Except
good
when he was 16 and 17. And
well, then they don't know anything that's going on.
And then lying is just part of the deal, and you see what you can get away with. But
the foundation was
important.
That's what they do to test the limits at that point, which
right.
is part of what teenagers are supposed to do. And living with two of them right now, I can tell you that they are both testing my limits completely. It's very frustrating. Do you find, I know you're exceedingly younger than me, but you've worked in both show business directly in a behind-the-scenes way, as I know, and then, of course, started your own career, a new career as a men's coach and a retreat leader, among other things that you do. Have you found over the course of your two careers that deal-making and people's, not men in the circle necessarily, but men or women you deal with on the outside, do you find it different?
Well, it's hard for me to have a perspective because I'm in a different business now, and the business I'm in now is all about honesty and integrity.
But that's between the people that work with and for you. But what about outside people? Like, you hire someone to manage your website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the outside world. I know that within our world of the men's world. You could trust it. I mean, it was funny. I was thinking about you regarding the subject when the phone lit up 2 minutes before you're going to come on, as it does every single week, and I never even have a hesitation. Is Wayne going to make it, or is he going to forget? Because I know how you work, because we did all this together. But I don't always expect that from other people. And so I'm really more curious if you want to reflect on it as far as your dealings with the outside world.
You're talking about honoring commitments.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's obviously very important. You know, that's one of the most important things we teach the men, is to really appreciate what a commitment means. A commitment isn't kind of sort of. A commitment's black and white. And if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. If I have problems with it, I'm going to ask for help. But it has to be honored. It has to be dealt with. It can't just be left hanging, because that completely destroys trust. You know, the people that I choose to do work with are people I can trust. And I come across a lot of people who pretty quickly I feel that I don't know what they're up to. I don't feel they're being forthright with me. And so I don't go any further with them. So there are a lot of people out there who want something, and they're not honest. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, and I try to teach the men, is to start trusting your gut. Because when you feel like something like that is happening, you need to start trusting it. Otherwise, you get into dealings and relationships with people that ultimately turn bad.
So listen to your instincts is one thing you seem to be saying. You obviously have a more fine-tuned radar, having done the work you've done for going on a decade now. But what other tips might you offer the average person that isn't as well-tuned as you are?
Well-tuned. I have found that when I'm working with the men, they realize soon that some of the things that I'm suggesting were things that they had considered at some point but rejected or dismissed or didn't trust. So I suggest that you start trusting it, no matter how well-tuned it may be at the moment. That little voice inside of you is still trying to let you know the truth for you, and you need to start listening to it. And you may be right, you may be wrong, but you're already wrong much of the time.
So in other words, when you wish for something and you're ignoring the signals that are coming through, stop wishing.
Well, that's sort of the difference between the little boy and the man. The man can assess what's really happening, and the little boy is just wishing, and hoping that he gets what he wants.
It's funny, I was talking about that also with my wife on the way up here, about how so many of us live our lives saying, well, I'm going to be happy when such and such happens. And, of course, that only means when such and such happens, you add something new to the list, that you need to be happy and satisfied, for the most part, with what is going on in your life right now versus having some imagined list of what's going to make you happy.
Well, it's difficult to experience joy in your life if that's how you're living it.
A lot of people do.
No, it's very difficult. And yes, I know that. And but when you're in the moment and you stop waiting for a particular result, you find that you can enjoy things much deeper.
I've found that for me to be very true. Tell us where people can reach you, Wayne, because we are near the end of our segment.
Well, if they call right now, they can reach me at the office. But usually, you can get a hold of me at bettermen.org. And all the information is there about the kind of work we do, what we're doing individually with groups, retreats, and what we're doing in the community to give back.
And no matter where you are, Wayne is available for coaching by phone. So don't discount that as an option.
And Skype and iChat, my friend.
Indeed. Thank you, Wayne, for double guesting today.
Pleasure.
I'll talk to you later. It is time for a break. I want to again thank the Wright Center for Orthodontics for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. I just recorded a couple commercials with Dr. Chad Wright, and I think the first one will be on this show shortly, or it was already on, and the second one is coming. I am wishing him a speedy recovery from his broken leg. It was great fun in the studio with you, Dr. Wright. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. This is the Bruce Allen Show on KZSB AM 1290.